Yeah, thumbs up. All right. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the City of Branson Planning and Zoning Commission for March 3rd, year 2020. I appreciate everybody's attendance. I want to thank the commissioners for their time, effort, and knowledge and skills for helping us work our way through these items to help serve the citizens of Branson. For our guests and visitors, would remind you that all questions and comments have to take place through the microphone and at the podium. There's a sign-in sheet there also. If you would fill that in, that helps us keep a good set of minutes. With that said, we probably better make sure we have enough people to have business here. Joel, would you, or Perry, whoever's calling roll?
I got it. So okay. Commissioner Davis? Commissioner Howden?
Here.
Commissioner Lloyd?
Here.
Commissioner Nichols?
Here.
Commissioner O'Day?
Here.
Commissioner Richards? Commissioner Romine? Alderman Skaines?
Yes.
Vice Chairperson Pinkley?
Here.
Chairperson Harris?
Present.
Chairperson Harris, you have 7 members. We do have a quorum.
Thank you, Joel. Appreciate it. We always have a minute or two here. If there's anyone here who wishes to ask a question or make a comment that's not related to the items on the agenda. Seeing no one rush forward for that, that takes us over to our regular agenda items, which, if you remember, commissioners, way back in November of 2019, we had our last full meeting that included a study session and regular meeting, and they always provide the minutes to us, and so hopefully everybody had a chance to look those over. Anybody see any problems, difficulties, additions, deletions, modifications that needed to be made to Joel? If not, then the chair would entertain a motion to approve both the study session and the regular meeting minutes.
So move.
And Commissioner Lloyd?
Good.
Second. Commissioner Skaines, thank you. All those in favor signify by raising their hand. Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Joel, sometimes we do have some things that get moved from one agenda to another, old business. We do not have any at this time.
That's correct.
Okay. Which takes us to the public hearing regular agenda items, of which we have one. And Joel, if you would run us through that, I appreciate it.
Absolutely. It's a request for a plan development amendment to PD-2006-003, known as Sight and Sound Theaters, pertaining to uses for the properties located at 1001 Shepherd of the Hills Expressway. The applicant this evening is Good Shepherd Meadows LP and Expressway Inn. However, we did receive the application from Mr. Compton. Again, as I mentioned in the title of the item, the current zoning is plan development, known as the Sight and Sound Theater. And again, as the title mentioned, we're talking about a plan development amendment to modify their uses by right for 2 tracks out of the 3 within the development. We just simply have an image to make sure everybody's all talking about the same theater out there on Shepherd of the Hills Expressway. Some vicinity maps, again, to make sure we're all zoned into the right area. First one is an aerial showing the property's location. We have modified our vicinity maps a little bit, so just to be clear about what we're showing, anywhere where the aerial is kind of whited out or washed out, those are areas that are outside the city limits. We thought that the contrast between that and the regular aerial kind of helped better show that relationship. The parcels are outlined in orange that are all included within this request. And then we also have the utilities shown on here as well, sewer, water, water hydrants, things like that, that if they're needed during the discussion, we have those available. Next, we have a vicinity map showing that the zoning, as mentioned previously a couple of times now, is planned development. And you'll notice that there is mixed-use zoning. That's kind of the pink salmon color to the south and to the east. And then there also is some community commercial in the vicinity to the south and to the northeast. We've also included a vicinity map about land uses. The color on this property, a majority of entertainment. There's also some green, which is open space within the property. You'll notice that there's quite a few vacant properties in the region, the area. Those are the ones shown in gray. There's also some lodging properties abutting the property to the northeast. We have our orthometric views as well from all 4 cardinal directions, again, simply necessary if we need them during the conversation tonight's meeting. So getting into the request, again, it's specific to the tracts of land. There are 3. In the graphic to the right, we've identified those 3 for you. The biggest one being tract A, which is kind of in this green color, then tract B, which is very small, up in the northeast corner in the blue, and then track C, similar size, and adjacent to track B, here shown in the red. For track A, again, the one in green, they're requesting to add the use of animal pasture, as well as accessory structures for agricultural purposes. They already have accessory structures for commercial purposes listed in the plan development. They're simply wanting to have the ability to have them for agricultural purposes as well. For track B, they are not proposing any changes to the list of uses. And then track C, very same too, that they are requesting for A, the ability to add animal pasture as a use and accessory structures for commercial for agricultural purposes. Their area of primary interest we've identified here with this orange circle, that is the, again, the primary area they're looking to have an animal pasture, but they are interested in the ability, if necessary, to have space on track C, again, the one in red as necessary, which is why they're asking for both those tracks to be included in the request. One of the benefits of their request that staff noted was they provided supplements within Section 4. These are very similar in nature to the supplementary use standards we have in the Branson Municipal Code. Their supplements address things such as that any accessory building needs to be in the form of small agricultural shelters. They actually included the two images on the bottom of the screen within the document as well for examples. It included that they would install a minimum 4-foot tall high fence. It'd be a double fence gate system with a 4-foot offset to make sure that the animals and the public were both out of reach of one another. This happens to actually be a USDA requirement as well. They have mentioned in there about site lighting and cameras, that not only will they be required for security purposes, but also that they will be directed so that they avoid any spillover of lighting onto neighboring properties. And then finally, another one to note, the supplements require that a 10-foot landscape buffer yard be preserved between their fencing and any neighboring property, you know, to kind of, again, distance the animals as much as possible from neighboring properties in the public. And they did include, again, two more images showing fencing options here. A couple more supplements they had listed. Intent is to not disturb the existing topography of the site. There happens to be quite a bit of a transition between the area that we identified with the orange circle on track A and track C that you can see in the image here below. That's more at the street level of what is Expressway Lane out here. You can see the vegetation on that transitional area. Again, they don't want to disturb the topography, which would obviously then require land disturbance permits. So they're not trying to overdevelop the property. They're just trying to use the way it is today.
Joel, what's the structure to the left there?
That is the hotel that exists there on Expressway Lane. I'm trying to think of the name.
Foxborough, right?
Yeah, Travelin. Oh. Travelin, thank you. So moving on with the supplements, they also have a note there to maintain clean and sanitary conditions, primarily to make sure that are free from offensive or noxious odors. They also have a statement in there about that the animals will occupy the pastures most of the time, weather permitting. And then finally, a comment in there about noise level from the animals shall not exceed 75 decibels between 11 p.m. and 11 a.m., measured at the property line of adjacent properties. So again, when staff reviewed this request, it was a benefit that we saw in the request that they included these supplements addressing the areas we would have most concern with. Obviously, the applicant is here that can provide some more detail as necessary to these, but as a result, staff recommends approval, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Joel. Any of the commissioners have particular questions for Joel at this point in time? Yes, Commissioner Howden.
Joel, back in that property to the east, there's a trail system back there. It's listed as vacant. Is that something that's just been there and it's not really...
I'm not aware of any formal trail system, if one does exist.
Gotcha. Well, I've done it before. Oh. It must not be formal, but thank you.
Could you run back to the aerial view besides? Right there.
Yep.
So your building is way up here to the north, and the pasture level area is going to be way down here?
That's right. So there is a parking lot here that they are proposing this area to provide them access into that pasture land, because it does just kind of go out at the same grade there to the east. again, as far as the details of getting the animals from the building to the pasture, I believe the applicant will be able to provide the best and clearest detail on that process.
Okay, this area down here on the bottom, is this going to be pasture land as well, where your cursor is? Move it to the left a little further, right there.
So that is obviously their main entrance. The discussions we've had with the applicant, their primary goal is to take advantage of the property that is Ozark Flat, okay, if you will, without doing a lot of land disturbance activities. Obviously, by allowing that use throughout Tract A, it would provide further opportunities anywhere on the property to have pastures, so that's something to note for sure, to be considered of.
Thank you, Joel. Anyone else?
Yeah, back to what you just said, Joel. Could you go back to the slide that shows Tract A, B, and C? If A is added for animal pasture, just the same as the area they're talking about focusing on actually using first.
Correct.
What would be the point? Is it only for transition of the animals from one place to the other? Why would the entire parking lot, I guess that's probably a question for the applicant.
They could.
Why the entire parking lot in the whole area would be need to be rezoned?
And just to clarify before the applicant gets up, it's not a request to rezone the property. It's just to add additional uses that are otherwise not allowed.
Yeah.
Right. Yep. Anything else for Joel? Is the applicant or the representative here? Would you guys like to come down and sign in, and then the commissioners may have some questions for you. Thank you, guys. Would you tell us your name, then?
My name's Joe Compton.
My name's Aaron Lippe.
Okay. And I think the commissioners may have a couple of specific questions about you. Commissioner Skaines, did you want to ask?
There are three-part questions here. The structures for agriculture are agri-based. Gets hot, it gets cold. Is this going to be served with an HVAC system?
No. Uh-uh.
Going to be hot come summertime, and it's going to be cold come winter. Are the animals, will they be held in those enclosures or be brought back inside?
Yeah, we have an indoor barn that we've had since the beginning of Sight and Sound, and so we just wanted this, the purpose of this is just the more fresh air and sunlight that we can provide, the better health opportunities we have. And so it's just for the days that it works out good. We would love to have that area. And the goal is to make that a pasture area with green grass, because that's just the green, the nutrients that they get from green grass is just that much more beneficial as well. But as far as weather or cold or heat, we certainly have all of the indoor barn available.
The issue of the odors, both of my grandparents were farmers, and they had a lot of animals around. They do create their own odors, and you do have other facilities around there. How do you guys... And these are all how questions, because I'm all for it. I just got how questions. How are you going to control that odor?
Well, we currently have composting out there right now. Okay. And we have been, it's been several years that we've had it out there, and we've never, ever, ever had a complaint. And we are actually not doing the composting anymore, so it's... We haven't had a complaint, and we have composting now, and it's not even going to be there come this year. So
Again, these are just how questions. I'm just trying to get the bottom. You have animals defecating, you have horse flies, you have flies, you got all that stuff. Mm-hmm. How you intend on dealing with that?
The animals that travel from the barn to the pasture now will probably, they may be walked, but likely they'll be trailered because they could make a mess on the way, and that's just one more job we have to deal with. So they'll probably be trailered, and we have a full animal department that will take care of those needs as far as any smell issues. One thing that was made very clear to me by the CEO that was here a few weeks ago when we walked the details of what his vision was for this was that it be kept and looked ready for our customers to appreciate what they see and what they smell and what they hear. And so it will be treated as such.
I had questions about the noise level, but I just couldn't imagine there'd be a significant amount of noise out of those animals in the first place. So.
I can tell you now, like I said, they're indoor in our building. Our office is literally down the hall, and I never hear an animal. I don't think that will be an issue either.
I'm finished. Thank you. Thank you for your answers.
Thank you, Commissioner. Yes, Commissioner Howden.
Does the Pennsylvania location have anything like this?
They do. Mm-hmm. Yes, they've actually had it for a long time.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And so you do intend that it's going to have, that you want the visitors and the guests to see it and to kind of interact around it, and that's part of the intention? Or?
Well, the purpose isn't that. Mm-hmm. The purpose is for animal health. That's really our whole purpose. But because it will be in proximity to parking, it will look clean and professional, and it will be kept in a way that the guests will appreciate it. But it's not really designed for that.
I see. So a couple more. They'll be kept indoors at night? Or
No, we would. Well, we want the option to be able to keep them outside overnight, again, weather permitting. We will have some shelters in place for that. Again, the more fresh air they have available, and obviously at night there won't be sunlight, but still grass and fresh air, just the better health opportunities for the animals.
Sure. I almost have an opposite question of the noise coming from outside in, because I know those hotels, I used to work at one of those many years ago, they have a lot of people who come and check in the evening. You know, I almost wonder if there would be a reciprocal effect of people disturbing the animals, then they wake up in the middle of the night and it causes sort of a reciprocal thing like that. I wonder if you guys had taken that into consideration.
Well, the motel next to us now, Travelers Inn, is there's no one there right now. I don't know what the future plan is
for
that place. But other than that motel, we really don't have any neighbors right now.
Gotcha.
But again, we have 24/7 security. Some of the lighting that we're going to provide will have cameras on them. There's never, ever a day, 365 days a year, that we don't have at least one, if not several, security members. So I don't foresee that being an issue, but we will certainly be apprised to it and handle that if need be.
Okay, and then one final question. So you don't intend to increase the number of animals. They've been there in whatever you have in your barn, or it's going to create for more opportunities for more?
I don't work for the animal department, mm-hmm. but we have partnered with them for sure. Obviously, we're doing this for them. And I don't foresee there a need to increase the animal space. Other than what we've already just naturally increased over the years. We still want to be able to put them in the indoor barn when weather.
Gotcha. Do different shows, productions have different animals?
They do, and I'll be honest, 2020 right now is our biggest, we're doing Noah.
Right. We've
got to fit all the animals in the ark, so yeah. It's like the biggest show, animals.
Interesting.
And I will tell you that our plan this year is to prepare the area, I hope, for 2021. There will not be animals on there for 2020. Come 2021, we want green grass, and that's going to take a good year of a team working very hard. So the goal is just to prepare the land, put the fencing. We're going to provide fresh water, lights. We're going to get all that done in hopes that we can turn them out approximately this time next year.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else?
Yes, please.
Commissioner Nichols.
Hello.
Hi.
What is the purpose of having Tract A changed to be available for animal pasture as well?
To be honest, our architect that we partnered with, this is my first time down here, and so we doing something like this. So we partner with an architect to help walk us through the amendments, something mm-hmm. I hadn't done before. And we had looked at so many options that, you know, because we've got all that acreage and a lot of it's wood and woods. And he just said, why don't we put that in amendment? That way, if sometime in the future, this part will already be done. And I said, you know what, sounds like a good idea. A lot of that cedar glade, I don't know how profitable that would be to us. But because we don't know what we don't know, I went ahead and said, yeah, let's put that in.
I'm most interested in the portion that's all parking lot and all public access. Is it because that's the way it's tracted? And maybe this is back to you, Joel, that part of what they're calling track day could not be affected without affecting the entire part of the...
It really goes back to how the PD was laid out at their initial request way back in 2006. And essentially track B and C were added over time to the original property as they purchased a former motel and a vacant lot in between the two hotels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, an option, not saying that it needs to be taken unless you all have a lot of concern, but a potential option is to add an additional tract within track A, say track D, that would kind of subdivide it if you all were uneasy about giving that ability throughout the entire track. But again, not necessary unless you all think it needs to be done.
Personally, I did not, just curious about it, which led to my next question, which was, in meeting with your CEO or whoever else you've talked to about the project, are there future plans to create some type of experiential part of your attraction, in, as Commissioner Howden was alluding to? Are you planning to do any kind of animal experience in the future?
That has not been discussed. Okay. None of that's been mentioned.
Does that exist in Pennsylvania?
No. Okay. The pasture areas we have in PA, well, that's not true, sorry. They actually created a pasture area last year that is in front of the building where the guest parking is, mm-hmm. but all of the years the animals have been outside there, it's actually been behind the theater in more personal employee spaces. Mm-hmm. But because of just, again, the health of the animal and the profit to green grass, they've created some pasture areas, but it's still not designed for a guest experience, more just they can see them. It's kept clean, it's cool to look at, but it's not meant to be interactive.
So you use a animal wrangler, a company that manages your animals by contract?
No, we have all of that in-house.
It's all in-house.
Our animal team, since the beginning of Sight and Sound in Pennsylvania and Branson, we employ all of those.
The question was leading to this, and maybe the answer is defined by that, but I wanted to clarify whether or not animals that are not intended for use for the production will also be pastured there. Would there be an opportunity or a situation where maybe you might need to keep 30 camels there for a season or some extra water buffalo? Or I'm just making things up, but
yeah,
you see my point.
If they are not tied directly to our show, I think we got our hands full with what we have. Is that what your question is?
It absolutely is. Yeah, I was concerned if it were a wrangler, that the wrangler might park a bunch of animals there for a while, or you may park a bunch of animals there for a while. And
no, it will be specifically for our production.
The size of your production limits how many animals?
Yeah.
Is there a number? How many animals do you keep?
Do we have?
Yeah. You're getting ready to do NOAA. That's a big one for animals, right?
I don't know. Off the top of my head.
Roughly 25, 75, 150?
I would say we have,
I won't hold you to it. 25 or 30.
Yeah.
Is there an off-site location somewhere that they're always there? So
they're
all the ones that are there for NOAA will be, yeah.
Yes. Mm. They're kept currently there. And again, this is just a space because... of just the things that we've learned of benefits for the health of the animal.
Thanks for answering my questions.
Yes, sir.
One more question. Yes. It's for the fire department. Is there any issues of sprinkling those buildings down there, what do you call them?
The sheds. Just Division the Chief Fogel.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Compton, are you going to be providing any food for the animals while they're out there, open food that would be available to all of them at the time?
They'll be provided. Well, I mean, they're going to have the green, the grass that's there, but they'll probably provide hay if need be, yes.
Okay, my one concern I know with some of the attractions we've had where you have animals outside and then food is left in the open is it's an attractant for our wild animals.
Mm.
And so you have raccoons and you have skunks that will come right into that because that's something they're really attracted to. And so I was worried about the interaction of the wild animals with your show animals.
It'd be hay only.
So you're not going to have any concentrated grain, corn, whatever. Okay, correct. Because that's what they'll pick up on real quick.
Yeah,
so.
And also our fencing. You saw some pictures that looked basically like 2x4s, 2x6s, or like a 6x6 posts.
Right.
But they'll actually, from 24 or 30 inches down, will have all the way into the ground, will have a heavy gauge wire. And
okay.
Then inside of that will be a full wire fence, too. So
okay.
Getting in and getting out will be hopefully impossible,
okay.
Unless it's purposed.
Okay, good. Well, that was a concern of mine. And then could you tell us a little bit about then the landscape buffer that's between them? Are you actually going to build something in there? Are you going to do a certain type of planting? Or have you talked to our planners? Or how is that going to go?
We're still partnering with an excavation company for the exact details of what that will look like. But
okay.
the 10-foot buffer is just a space, but that space will certainly have tree. Again, if you've been to Sight and Sound, like every, mm-hmm. it's going to have shrubbery. It'll have a tree. It'll have things that make it look aesthetically pleasing. Plus, it will probably have some type of a hump or berm around it, just to keep everything in our property.
So you are planning on doing some plantings then?
Oh yeah, there's
okay.
They're there now, and I don't even know that we'll remove them. We'll
okay.
probably work around them,
okay.
Or if we remove them. We'll have to turn around and we'll put them right back in.
Yeah. I was going to say, I didn't know if a plan was required. Perry, do you know? He'll have to have a plan for that. No. Well, no plan required. Okay. They do have, through the department, a listing of trees and vegetation that the city likes for our community to plant.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would encourage you to get that list. Perry Eckhart, the person on the right that you see there, would be happy to help you with providing that for your people who are landscaping for you.
Okay, so, sure will.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any of the other commissioners have questions at this time? Thank you, gentlemen.
I actually
yes.
have a question.
Yes, sure.
If that's okay. I just want to make sure that I understood the tract C. I don't remember how it was worded earlier, but they talked about the terrain of the land and I just want to make sure I'm understanding the wording right that you read. We are planning on excavating that again into a pasture area. This
the one in red,
the
there?
Circle, and the one in red.
Okay.
Both of those will our goal, our hope is to make that a pasture area. Again, all of that will be double fenced. It's we're all talking about the same. They'll fit the same.
Okay.
We plan on doing the same thing for both areas, but the wording on what we're doing with that land, I just want to make sure that I'm understanding that correct. Disturb existing topography. I just want to make sure if I could get some explanation actually from you guys on that.
Joel, yeah, I saw that too, Joel, and I had a question about it, whether or not because they started talking about changing the topography with berms and such, would they have to come back to at least the P&Z department about a plan for how that changes drainage and
land disturbance.
Yeah, land disturbance.
So the statement out of section 4 that the applicant has provided the supplement, so this is F, and it states where a pasture or pastures are planned, the intent is to not disturb the existing topography. If regrading is necessary, the owner shall engage a civil engineer to address land disturbance issues. And I believe the reason why that was added to the amendment was when staff met with the applicant and their design professional that was assisting with this effort, there was some talks about whether or not a land disturbance permit would be required depending on the amount of excavation that was done. So I believe that comment stemmed from that discussion that if you excavate more than the required amount that would trigger that land disturbance process, then absolutely you would have to involve a civil engineer and go through that land disturbance process through the city.
And I can tell you we plan on the lay of the land and the terrain of the land as it lays now, we don't plan on doing any other thing other than just cleaning it up. Yeah, thank you. Just cleaning it up. We don't plan on changing major elevations or taking out slopes. However it lays is however it lays. We're just going to make it a safe place for footing for animals and a place where we can put some topsoil and grow some grass. So.
Yeah, from the staff perspective, I would simply say that, you know, what's written in the proposed amendment wouldn't prohibit you from doing those activities. Just I would recommend and suggest when you get started on them, again, staff is here to assist, so feel free to reach out to myself, to Perry, or to Kirby Dieterman. Happy to meet with you on the property, kind of talk about the expanse you're looking at excavating or regrading or whatever it may be, and then that discussion can continue.
Yeah, we would encourage you to keep in touch with them as you're doing these things, just to make sure we get a really optimal project for you guys. It's very exciting.
That's
it's
cool.
Going to be an interesting thing. Anyone? Yes, Vice Chair Pinkley.
One. So you have no intent for a retaining wall anywhere?
Retaining wall, no.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate
Thank
your
you.
Time. Is there anyone here who wishes to ask a question or make a comment in regard to this item? No? Any of the commissioners have any more questions of Joel at this time? No? Then the chair would entertain a motion for resolution number 20-5.1, which says recommending approval of a plan development amendment known as the Sight and Sound Theater pertaining to the uses for the properties located at 1001 Shepherd Hills Expressway, Branson, Missouri.
So move.
Thank you. Is there
second.
A second?
Second.
Gaines, Nichols, thank you. Any other comments by the commissioners? All those in favor signify by raising their hand. Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much. Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate your time and good luck to you. Look forward to it. Yeah. Joel? How's that long list of items we have?
That was it.
Oh,
that was it.
Man, you're letting us off easy.
We're so lucky.
Very good. Okay. And nothing else from the commissioners? Anybody, commissioner, have any question or comment?
I have
yes.
An observation, Mr. Chairman.
Certainly.
I think we have inside the city limits of Branson a few people that run cattle. Like I noticed along Roark Valley. And I think that's in mm-hmm. the city. There's a full-fledged cattle operation goes on down there. So mm-hmm. we have livestock in the city limits.
Sure. And a zoo.
Well, there's a zoo, of course.
Promise
but the
zoo.
Cattle are in Roark Valley there down below the Ledbetter property
mm-hmm.
there.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's where
like stock sales are growing.
There's cattle grazing there regularly.
Sure. I guess I knew that but never really thought anything about
now,
it. That was
in that field where the big tank is.
Yeah, where the lead bit.
And I think there's others probably. So
yeah.
We're not gonna I don't think this is gonna be a hazard for sure. We're already doing stuff like that here.
Just start looking into writing citations for cattle.
Oh my. Okay. Very good. Thank you, Joel, for that. Thank you, commissioners, for being here, and we look forward to seeing you guys in April again after our 3 months off of planning and zoning commission meetings. So the chair would before I forget, I want to thank our staff people. Chris, Matt Felice was here earlier. Tara Norback's going to be here representing public utilities for now on. Kendall's been taking care of city council, and Division Chief Fogel's always here. Perry Eckhart, of course, from planning, and our attorney counselor, Chris Lebeck. We always look forward to seeing them, and they help us with our decisions. The chair would entertain a motion for adjournment this evening.
So move.
Commissioner Skaines, I have a second.
Second.
Commissioner Howden, thank you. All those in favor may stand up
and leave.